This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Today's voice note is entitled, Markets Rebound as Geopolitical Risks Ease. It has been an interesting week in South African politics. President Ramaphosa appointed Rolf Meyer as the country's new ambassador to the US. Rolf Meyer was one of the key negotiators of the South African Constitution in the 1990s with Ramaphosa, post the transition from the apartheid era. We also saw EFF leader Julius Malema sentenced to 5 years in prison for shooting a gun in public, of which he has appealed the sentence. Finally, we saw the DA choose Cape Town's current mayor, Gordon Hill Lewis, as the new party leader, taking over from John Steenhuisen. Global financial markets staged a strong recovery as geopolitical tensions in the Middle East showed signs of easing. Markets moved decisively from risk-off to risk-on sentiment following announcements of ceasefire arrangements and indications that the Strait of Hormuz would remain open, albeit with continued uncertainty around enforcement and security. The moderation in geopolitical risk removed a key overhang for investors and allowed markets to refocus on fundamentals. The US equity markets delivered one of their strongest weekly performances of the year. The S&P 500 rose by approximately 4.5% over the week, closing above the 7,100 level for the first time, while the NASDAQ composite surged close to 7%, recording its longest winning streak since the early 1990s. Technology stocks led the advance, up by more than 15%, with chipmaker Nvidia up around 19%. European equity markets also finished the week higher, although gains were more muted relative to the US. Lower oil prices provided some relief to inflation, but growth concerns and ongoing structural challenges meant that the markets such as the DAX and the CAC 40 lagged their US counterparts. Commodity markets reflected the sharp shift in sentiment. Brent crude fell sharply towards the end of the week, closing at around $90 per barrel, down materially from the elevated levels seen earlier in April when fears of supply disruptions dominated pricing. The move to a lower oil price helped to ease near-term inflation concerns. However, as of this morning, the price of Brent crude is $96 per barrel, up 5% on the day, due to uncertainty and conflicting reports on the free flow of boats through the Straits of Hormuz. Gold prices remain elevated despite the risk-on tone, trading at around about $4,800 per ounce. Continued central bank buying, ongoing geopolitical uncertainty, and demand for portfolio diversification have kept gold well supported even as equity markets rallied. Bond markets responded positively to the easing inflation backdrop. US 10-year Treasury yields declined modestly over the week, ending at around about 4.25%, as investors pared back their expectations of further near-term rate hikes. Markets remain focused on the timing and the pace of potential rate cuts later in the year, with central banks continuing to emphasize a data-dependent approach. In South Africa, the local bond market stabilized, with 10-year government bond yields trading in the region of 8.4 to 8.5%. While yields remain elevated, the asset class continues to offer attractive real returns for long-term investors, particularly in the context of moderating inflation and a cautious South African Reserve Bank. The JSE All Share Index delivered a strong finish to the week, closing above 121,000, supported by broad-based gains across financials, resources, and industrials. Resource counters benefited from firm precious metal prices, while banks and domestic stocks were supported by improving global risk appetite. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, expects the effects of the Middle East war on the South African economy to be moderate and temporary. It revised its real GDP growth forecast to 1%, down from 1.5% for 2026, and 1.3%, down from 1.5% for 2027. The rand strengthened modestly over the week, closing at around about 16 rand 32 to the dollar last night. For investors, the past few weeks have again highlighted how quickly sentiment can change. Geopolitical events create short-term market noise, but history consistently shows that diversified portfolios, disciplined asset allocation, and a long-term focus remain the most effective ways to navigate periods of volatility. With thanks, and until next time, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.